situation, manifestation, representation of what we like in someone who might go the distance, be blowing in the wind with beginning and the end over and over again. The truth about love, it don't come all at once, it gets easier and harder all the time. And if you don't give up when pushing comes to shove, it gets easier and harder all the time. It gets easier and harder all the time. Well, the house that you built will stand for much longer. Leave your ego outside, makes the foundation stronger. If you learn to compromise, it'll spare you some hell. Honey, we just might make it in spite of ourselves. Well, the truth about love, it don't come all at once, it gets easier and harder all the time. If you don't give up when pushing comes to shove, it gets easier and harder all the time. Yeah, the truth about love, it don't come all at once, it gets easier and harder all the time. And if you don't give up when pushing comes to shove, it gets easier and harder all the time. It gets easier and
he's out on the road right now, touring Canada with some great artists backing him up. That is William Prince with Easier and Harder. He has just been nominated for a couple of Junos for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year, as well as Songwriter of the Year at the 2024 Juno Awards. Before that, driving around, Mariel Buckley, both from Manitoba. She's incredible. She was long listed for the Polaris Prize last year and cannot wait to hear what she's got planned for us next. Now, we've got Jason Joshua and The Beholders. This is a really cool group from Miami, Florida, with Puerto Rican roots and also roots in the south side of Chicago. Here is Rose Gold by Jason Joshua and The Beholders on the jukebox.
Oh,
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Folk rock group Camp with Peach Fuzz. They're from Arlington, Ohio. And honestly, they get streamed a lot in Denver. Denver's got this really cool mountain folk vibe to it, and people there are always listening to great folk rock music. So that means Camp is in that category. I hope that many others are in that category too, because certainly what a wonderful genre to listen to, right? I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Music on deck from Barbara and Ernie. Now, this is from 1971, and it's kind of like late 60s psychedelia, soul, folk, rock. It uses a lot of funk and electric guitars, but it's contemporary jazz meets pop music, too. It's really interesting. I hope you dig it. It's called Somebody to Love. You'll know the song, I'm sure of it. Then we've got The Emotions. Yes, going back to the disco era from 1970. They're from Chicago, and this is a song that I didn't know of theirs. It's called I Like It, and I do. I like it, and I hope you do too. The Flood is up as well. Graham Jones is a mixed blood Ojibwe Anishinaabe singer living in Toronto, that is, and has just released a brand new record produced by Derek Downham, which is great. It's called Creatures and Criminals, and it's making waves on the Indigenous Music Countdown. So we're going to listen to The Flood coming up very soon. But before that, let's get to Australian rockers, The Temper Trap, with their huge hit from 2008, Sweet Disposition. Here it is on the jukebox.
Thank you. This is Music for the Human Race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
This is Bird Note. Dr. Clinton Francis is a sensory ecologist who studies how noise pollution affects birds, like this black-headed grosbeak. He says sounds from machines and vehicles can really disrupt bird behavior because, for most birds, their sense of hearing isn't very good.
Even though birds do rely on acoustics and hearing quite strongly, your typical bird hears about half as well as we do.
Birds rely on their hearing to sense predators and prey and for mating. They need to hear each other's songs and calls in order to communicate and find each other. That makes them very sensitive to noise pollution. Clinton says some species, like the black-headed grosbeak, will just avoid places that get too loud for them.
In our long-term study sites in New Mexico, where we've studied how noise from essentially the energy sector restructures bird communities, we see a complete loss of about one-third of species in noise-polluted areas.
But Clinton says there are lots of ways to help, from switching to quieter electric vehicles to using lawn equipment outside of morning hours when birds are singing the most. Rakes are strongly encouraged. Or just leave the leaves. Learn more about what you can do to reduce noise pollution on a special season of the Bring Birds Back podcast. Listen in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Tasha Lawson.